Hi, this is Rula Gadban. Growing up in Lebanon is a completely different experience compared to growing up in the United States. Having my own children growing up here made me realize how true this is. My childhood was consumed by war, yet was also filled with the joy of being close to family and friends with whom we made every minute count and made sure that we made the best of every situation. Once the war was over, we started experiencing more normality, yet our previous memories were always with us. Believe it or not, those times made us stronger, more resilient, and better equipped to deal with any situation we are faced with. At least 1.9 million Americans are of Arab descent and live in all 50 states. As a result of the turmoil in the Middle East, the Arab population continues to rapidly increase in the USA. Moving away from the country of origin results in the separation from the familiar to the unfamiliar and leads to a loss of support that one is accustomed to. Being considered an Arab, I have experienced firsthand how Arabs are viewed differently by the West. The vast majority of us have to bear the consequences of the few. For example, we are more likely to be more thoroughly searched and questioned more at airports. Media analysts and conservative politicians have made it acceptable for incredibly racist actions and comments to take place against Arabs in general, and more often than not, to get away with it. While working in Buffalo as a registered nurse before moving to Richmond, I witnessed several occasions where staff members and doctors, not knowing where I was from, made fun of Arab patients just because of their ethnicity and their language. You would think that in this day and age, and especially by health personnel, this type of discrimination would begin to diminish as people learn to be more tolerant of diversity and more sensitive of other people's experiences. Although as Lebanese, we tend to be more liberal than most Arabs, it made me realize how others still view all Arabs with one lens, regardless of the country of origin or religion. All of this made me realize that misunderstanding and discrimination may be a predisposition to providing substandard care to the Arab American population. There are many studies about minorities in the US, but most are about African Americans, Latinos, and Asians, and very few are on Arab Americans. Coming from another country, culture, and working in the US, I was able to pinpoint how cultural backgrounds and differences play a role in patients' lives, health, and health decisions. In studying how acculturation affects the smoking habits of Arab Americans and Arab American cancer patients, I hope to provide a better understanding of the way this population deal with their illness and the stress that accompanies this illness. Because of this increasing numbers of Arab Americans, it's important to understand the process of acculturation and the potential effects that level of acculturation may have on their health disparities. In doing so, I hope to fill some of the gap in the literature about this population, and hopefully I will be contributing to the improvement of health provision to this population and contributing to the healthcare community of this population as a whole. Thank you.